Indian market. So that was open, but passing by, I just happened to pass by just to see if they happened to be open tomorrow, and it wasn't, and I've never ever seen it empty like that. So this quietude people are not used to, but the wise ones, this is what they look forward to. And if they don't get it during the day, this is why they get up at night, because for sure most people, finally, when the dunya is drowned out and sleep overtakes them, it will be quiet in the night. And so there's hardly anyone knocking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors at that time. But like I said, the wise ones, this is the time they get his attention, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and then Abu Usama radiallahu anhu said, I went to see Muhammad ibn al-Nadhr al-Harisi and saw that it was as if he was ill at ease. So he went to visit one of his companions, radiallahu anhu, and he said, it's as if you don't like to be visited. Is that, you know, asking him as a question? And he said, this is true. And so he said, don't you become lonely without visitors? And he said, how could I be lonely when he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, I sit with whoever remembers me. So these are things we don't think of in our daily round of life, visiting people and constantly having people around us. The vast majority of us have such a life where we're always surrounded by people, and we become discomforted or uncomfortable when we're alone, finally, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the opposite is the case with those lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They long for those moments of quietude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are more examples I'm going to use. Someone asked Malik ibn Mikhwal, rahimahullah, when he was sitting alone in his house, don't you become lonely? Again, he's another one of those who loved this rapturous time with quietude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he replied, does anyone become lonely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's a zawq that we should yearn for. Habib Abu Muhammad rahimahullah used to withdraw in solitude into his house, saying, whoever's eye does not find rest with you, then his eye will not find rest. And whoever is not at ease with you will not find ease. And this is the crux of the matter. People go filling this void in all kinds of looking to fill this void all over the world. And it's songs, movies, almost everything that they write about, it's about filling this void. You know, and they sing things like, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, or all these other things. It's all about filling this void that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can fill. So, and this is why they'll continue. It won't last long. If they do find something to fill, it's always temporary. Because unless it's loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is our route to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will become dissatisfied or get bored of whatever it is that is temporarily filling us up. So the search will again renew itself, and it'll continue on and on like this until the servant finds his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghazwan rahimahullah said, I found my heart's rest and ease in sitting with the one who has my necessities. So whatever it is that we're really looking for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the answer to that need. This is why the ulama are very careful. They never use this word need or necessity unless it's coupled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't say, I need such a tool, or I need milk, or even provisions. We don't use the word need. These are all ultimately wants. The only need we have is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What happened?
Can those who are on the route to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this pleasure even lasts only temporarily, and we should be agitated to go back to that private time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, for some people, these moments with family members, especially their long gatherings, wherein people become rowdy, or families that tend to have quibbles or quarrels, usually it will make us rebound back and realize the necessity of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because ultimately no one will fill that void and need that we have. Muslim al-Mushbir, he said, if it were not for the congregational prayer, I would never go out of my door until I die. Akin to what a lot of the ulama said, as we know, Sheikh Muhammad al-Yaqubi, hafizullah, his father said that he would never even have met people if it wasn't for the sacred knowledge and the fact that it was incumbent on him to pass it on and to teach it. So, and they're saying this with veracity. It's not a metaphor. They mean it, every word, in terms of this is the ultimate. As we know, the Prophet ﷺ himself used to love his soliloquies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he would go into the caves and just remember his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was only being called out to be a messenger when Jibreel alayhi salam came to him that it was incumbent on him to go up at that point. But all of the prophets, their nature is to be in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the awliya, you'll find that towards the latter part of their life, usually about 7 years, they tend to go back into being reclusive because they've done their duty to the world, to mankind, in terms of it being incumbent on them to be with them as teachers and be amongst people. But then when it's time is getting close to the closure of their departure from this world, they seclude back into the soliloquy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you'll find that they become reclusive again in the latter part of their life. So, he said, those who obey Allah find no pleasure sweeter than withdrawal to converse with their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor anything which they eagerly anticipate more of all the tremendous rewards in the next life, which is more important in their breath and sweeter to their hearts than gazing towards him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahimahullah, said, the highest of ranks is that you should devote yourself to your Lord and feel at ease with him in your heart and consciousness and all of your limbs, so much